My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You approach every season with a sense of urgency, but given all the moves you made, big moves, any more urgency or expectation?
You are exactly right. I approach every season with a big time sense of urgency.
I mean, you know, where do you see this offense? Does you believe it has more firepower than it did in the last few years?
I'm not interested in making you comfortable today, to be quite honest with you. Those are just words, and really at the end of the day, it's somewhat meaningless. We'll have an opportunity to put some tape out there this weekend that's kind of reflective of that discussion. I'm more of a doer than a talker. Talking glowingly, particularly when you're undefeated this time of year, is easy, and I'm not attracted to easy. We're just going to work, and we're going to put some tape out there that's kind of reflective of our intentions.
So Mike Tomlin asked about expectations, and then he says he's not trying to make Will Graves comfortable. You imagine Tomlin like tucking Will Graves into bed at night and reading him a story, like one of those children's books. Make sure he's got his little footies on.
Yes.
Will, I would love to make you comfortable tonight,
buddy.
Swaddle
him up.
Oh, yeah.
A little swaddle, a little pacifier.
You got a favorite kids book?
No.
I like Goodnight Moon. You ever read that one?
Probably.
Goodnight Moon, Goodnight Cal Jumping Over the Moon, things of that nature. Just imagine Tomlin reading it to Will Graves. All right, Will, let me just tuck you in. It's past your bedtime, Will. Let me make you feel comfortable.
Hey, Will, I got a new book for you. It's Don't Paint the Barn Red. Hey, Will, I got a new book for you. It has your name in it, if you will.
It'd be tough to sleep with your eyelids cut off, Mr. Graves. We didn't get a standard as the standard. We didn't get a, with any of the injured players, leave a light on for you from Mike Tomlin. So I don't feel like he was quite in midseason form. But you knew how he would answer the expectations question. And I think I feel worse about this team this season than I did about last year's team going into the year, Doran. And you know, hindsight being 2020, shouldn't feel that way. So I'll put it like this. I feel much better about this roster than I did about the roster at the end of last year. This is a better football team. However, going into last season, I thought they had a franchise quarterback. I thought they had a chance to win the division. Kenny Pickett was lights out in the preseason. You thought the defense would be good.
They had another receiver.
They had another wide receiver. There were a lot of reasons for optimism. And now this year, even though the roster is better than it was at the end of last year, I think reasonable Steelers fans go into this thinking they don't have a shot in hell at winning the Super Bowl.
It is amazing, though. And I do believe it will be amazing whenever you do see quality play at the quarterback spot. Not even like elite play. Not Mahomes, not Allen, not Burrow, but just quality play at the quarterback spot. We saw at the end of last year.
Yeah.
We saw at the end of last year. That's why I have a little bit of optimism, where I'm kind of in the middle where you don't want to be as a radio host, but I am in the middle with the Steelers. Like, I don't want to get too high or too low because of the preseason of last year, so I didn't really take much into this preseason. But what I do know about NFL football is if you have a competent quarterback, you will have a chance. You will. And they didn't have that with Kenny. And that's me saying that. You know, I mean, Kenny's my pit brother, and everybody knows that, and everybody thinks I'm a homer of Kenny. No, they didn't have quality quarterback play last year in order to get them to a legitimate spot or to make us feel like they're a legitimate team until Mason Rudolph, who was the third-string quarterback, went in there and showed that, like, I've been in the league for 6-7 years. I know where to go with the football. And then you see, like, oh, that's what it's like to have a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
Now you have a guy who's played a long time. You possibly, if that guy gets hurt, you have a guy that is extremely athletic that could go in there and has all the intangibles. It will look a little bit different. And you have a competent coordinator. So that's kind of where I'm just like, let me hold and let me see. Like, I feel like this is why we're so anxious for Sunday. Like, I get anxious this time every year for Steelers football to see what they have. But I'm extremely anxious to see what they have on Sunday because all the offseason and everything, just like just going into the whole Aiyuk thing, I just want to see them play football, just see what they got.
I think you just hit on something we have not talked about enough, which is, okay, we have talked about this. They don't have Deontay. They don't have a number two wide receiver. We talked about that this morning. Can Russ make up for that?
Right.
Can Russ and Arthur Smith make up for that? If the answer is yes, this can be a playoff team. If the answer is yes, if the defense stays healthy, they might be able to F around and win a playoff game. But if Russ is at a point in his career where he can't elevate, or the wide receiver depth chart is so poor that Arthur Smith can't scheme around it, it's going to look an awful lot like last year.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about even with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. So you hope Russ is healthy. You hope he looks like he did last year in Denver. And if that's the case, maybe it does elevate the receiver core. Roman Wilson, Mike Tomlin didn't use these words, and I'm disappointed about it. They are leaving the light on for him. I hope he can make an impact quick. He could change the entire narrative on the Steelers wide receiver core if he catches like 5 balls for 60 yards on Sunday. I don't know how much he's going to play, but if he goes out there and has a game, not even like, I'm announcing my presence to the world, Justin Jefferson is a rookie, or a Puka Nacua game is a rookie. Even if he goes out, he catches 5 balls, 50 yards, a couple first downs, something like that, I might feel a little bit better about the receiver core. Not as good as we'd feel if it had Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
I do think as we get closer to this game, and we'll do more of the game stuff as we do get closer, just thinking about the season, if they win a playoff game, I think I'm good. I haven't been there in a while.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They say their goal is to win the Super Bowl, and you want to hold them accountable for their own words. But it's been so long to have that feeling. Hey, there's always the buildup and the excitement going into a playoff game. We had that last year. To win one, and then you get that week. Haven't had that feeling in a while. And if that's the apex, that sucks because it tells you where the franchise is compared to where it was. But boy, would it not feel good to win. I would sign in blood, I guess, is what I'm saying for that right now.
Yeah, but how would you feel about going into the 2025 season?
Bad. Bad. I don't know that there's a way that going into next year I feel great unless, and I'm sorry to say this because you don't want to see it happen, unless Russ gets hurt, Justin Fields takes over, and is clearly the franchise quarterback. That's the only way you can feel good going into next year, because you can win a playoff game with Russ, and is he going to be around? I don't know. Maybe he prices himself out. Maybe you sign him to a Baker Mayfield kind of deal, and you'd feel okay going into next year. This is as big a standalone Steelers season as I can remember.
Wouldn't you hope that Justin, if Russ does do very well this year and prices himself out, but puts the Steelers in a place where it's multiple playoff wins and you part ways, wouldn't you have a little feeling that Justin Fields, after sitting behind Russ and learning, that he could take over that spot and be the guy moving forward and do what Russ did?
Not with any level of confidence.
No?
I would think it would be a possibility. If they win a couple of playoff games, then regardless of who the quarterback is, you're going to have a nice feeling going into 2025. But I wouldn't be able to sit there with any level of confidence that Justin Fields can be the guy. I'd have to see it. Now, maybe they'll work him in with some packages, or maybe he'll have a game or two where Russ is hurt and he has to play. Or maybe Russ stinks and then you make the change early and he proves something. I think that's all different. But if you win a couple of playoff games with Russ Wilson and he's not your quarterback in 2025, I can't go into it saying, oh, yeah, I know for sure that they're moving in the right direction.
I could see it. Justin Fields sitting behind Russ and learning and developing and you know, just enhancing his game to be that guy. I can. I don't know. I may be by myself with that, but I could see that being a very, very confident area for me where I'd be like, okay, Justin Fields can do that.
I do think we both agree that the best thing for him is to sit.
Yep.
Like, especially early with this line just being in flux. And even if all things were what they wanted and you had Jones on the left and Faltanu on the right and Sayamalu healthy, like, they're probably not going to play their best offensive line football early. So would Justin Fields be able to correct some of his bad habits behind what could be a not great pass-blocking offensive line? I don't think so. But they seem to believe that the footwork stuff is getting better with him. And I think if he sits for a year, yeah, I could see being excited, but I don't know that I'd be confident, is what I'm saying. And what's crazy is they've overhauled so much of this team. Are they any closer to really winning the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
It is as much a win now offseason as they maybe have ever had. They're not a Super Bowl winner. Maybe you can win a playoff game. And I do think, slice me open right now, baby. I would sign up in blood. If you told me they can't win the Super Bowl, but you can sign up in blood and they'll win a playoff game, would you take that today? Yes, I would take that today.
With on the other side of it being just unknown, right? Like, the other side of it, it's like, all right, you could sign in blood of it being unknown, you don't know what's going to happen, or, hey, you get an automatic
win. Only one playoff win, and I would sign up for it.
Okay.
It's been so long. Like, I wouldn't even take the unknown of, oh, what happens after. Nope, I'll just take my one. And I think it's a sad place to be for Steelers fans, where I think a lot of other reasonable people might take that same thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.